Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 11, and the Reverend Doug Gribbenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel was underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
A reading today comes on the cusp of his glorification, his death and his resurrection. We know it as the high priestly prayer. And indeed, I would say this prayer, the contents, the nature of it, is what he remains praying in the great temple in heaven, is our great high priest interceding for us always. For we are in the world, but not of the world. Born and conceived in sin, we were once of the world. Original sin infected our very being. We were one with this fallen creation, slaves of sin, slaves of our passions, slaves to the enmity between man and God and between man and man, the enmity even between our own selves. Thanks be to God that by Christ Jesus, baptized into his death and resurrection, we have been taken out of the world, out of its populace, to be made new, to be made something wonderful, children of God. And so when our Lord prays to the Father, he prays to our Father, the one to whom we pray with Jesus, in that great prayer that he taught us. Christ came from the glory that he had with the Father, the Word that was with God before the foundations of the world, the Word by which God has bespoken all things into being, the Word that became flesh. And now that hour has come, and the Word shall ascend. In his life and ministry, in his active obedience, and indeed his passive obedience, He glorified the Father. And now comes the time when the Father will glorify him. Glorify him through the very means and vehicle by which the world seeks to shame him. Bruised and bloodied, dying the death of a criminal. Dying the death that each of us deserves. In those dark hours, Satan laughed. And the disciples' eyes were filled with tears. But in 3 days' time, those tears turned to joy, and the cheers of the devil turned to cries of lament. Where his glory shines forth from the cross, it is to which we look and behold the power of God to rescue us from our sin, from death, from the power of the devil. The Prince of Life, destroying death once for all. The Son glorified in the salvation he won for us. And as he prepares then to ascend, to fill all things, to intercede for us in that heavenly temple, he prays. He prays for us. And even though he says, I am praying for them, I am not praying for the world, it's not as if he doesn't care for the world. Indeed, he and the Father, their will is that all should be saved, that all should come to the knowledge of the truth, that all things shall be redeemed. His prayer here, then, is for us, still in the world, not of the world, for what we have been given to do. Each of us, in a very tangible way, missionaries, baptized into Christ, his name was given to you, sealed on your forehead and your heart, marking you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. That name is upon you. It stands in this world so that everything that you say, think, and do is a reflection of who you are. Children of God. And so when Christ says, all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them, he is glorified in our lives as Christian witnesses. Witnesses in many and various ways, in simple ways, in the vocations to which the Lord has placed us. Missionaries, and in some regard, even to ourselves, that old Adam should hear each and every day, I am redeemed by Christ. My sins are forgiven. You can no longer accuse me. You can no longer tempt me. For the Lord has purchased and redeemed me. In our vocations, in our homes, as children, as parents, as grandparents, as spouses, we love and forgive one another. We speak to one another, words of the gospel. In our communities, with the neighbors, our acts of love are a witness to the love that God has shown us. For we love because he first loved us. And it doesn't have to be fancy theological speech. It is a witness of love. There is a place and a time for important theological speech, which is also why in church we hear these words. We study these words so that we can know the truth. For his word is truth, and it is the word that gives us that unity. So that as a body of believers, as witnesses of the love of God, we speak in our jobs. We then call out from amongst ourselves those whom we send to speak that gospel around the world and into communities. We call from among ourselves men appointed by God to be shepherds, under shepherds of Christ, to give us these words, to build up this unity. For his prayer is that we may be one, even as the Father and the Son are one. For this is eternal life, that we know God, the one true God, and we know Jesus Christ, whom he has sent, fulfilling the promise he made to our first parents, that he would crush the serpent's head and win us back. And as we await that final day, when we shall then stand in the heavenly temple, day and night singing the praises, resting from our labors here, we are witnesses in any and all vocations. For it is that we are, as he says in John chapter 15, by this my Father is glorified. And in the same manner, Christ himself, as he said in chapter 17, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. For they shall know that we are Christians by our love, reflection of the love God has given for us in his Son, Christ Jesus. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.